It is useful here to recall the process of ecological succession, the process by which vegetation replaces itself after a disturbance. In an intact rainforest, gaps are relatively small openings in a sea of forest, and pioneers that come in quickly via the seed bank or seed rain to fill them are likewise relatively rare. As I just explained, gaps can be filled by a variety of sources. But human-caused disturbances, like large-scale deforestation, has opened up much bigger areas that are often dominated by early successional pioneer species. Forest in these areas may be far away, thus it can be difficult for older growth species to establish themselves. So how does succession of forests take place in these bigger disturbed areas? Well, pioneer species will fill it in, growing from a seed bank or from seed rain, taking advantage of the abundant light. The ground underneath the pioneer's canopy as they grow will become increasingly shady. Biomass and diversity will slowly increase as birds, insects, and animals recolonize the young forest and bring seeds of later successional forest species with them. This is particularly true if there's a forest close enough with these species that the birds can fly and animals can fly from. Left undisturbed, pioneers will gradually die off and be replaced by these slower-growing, more shade-tolerant species. In part two, we'll summarize the ecological differences between the pioneer plants that dominate the early stages of succession and those that dominate later on.